with it. It's not an involved word. I'm usually involved with it, and I'm particularly involved in this one because it's come from a very recent experience that, to some extent, I'm still going through. But it's like the Lord reminding me, showing me things that we need to sometimes bring back to our attention. Some of you know recently I had quite a bit of trouble with my arm. I had an infection, got in. And Louise is smiling because she's the nurse that helped today. But it got quite serious, and I was a little bit ill with it, a bit poorly. But the thing was, it only started through a very small break in the skin. And it began to show me that how quite a small problem can have quite a big effect on the body. Because it started as a very small thing. Now, in the Bible, God talks about the body at various levels. He talks about the natural body, the biological body that we've got. He talks about the church being the body, both individual assemblies and the church universal. And he also talks about the body of Christ. The literal bodies of Christ, and the Christ, the church, the body of Christ, the church. So there's a few levels that we can look at in terms of the body. First, Jesus used it because we've all got bodies, and we can understand when Jesus talks about the body, we can relate to it. But this particular problem I had, it took the principles that the Bible has. Now, it wasn't a good thing I had. It wasn't a good thing at all. But it still worked on the principles of the Bible. Now, we often think that the principles of growth that God talks about only applies to good things. But I'll tell you, the principles of growth also apply to bad things. If we turn to Matthew chapter 13, that's one you probably all know. It's about the mustard seed. Verse 31. He presented another parable to them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field. And this is smaller than all other seeds, but when it is full grown, it is larger than the garden plants, and becomes a tree, so that birds of the air come and nest in its branches." Now, we do tend to relate that in a good sense. We always tend to relate that in a good sense. But I'll tell you, it has a principle in it which is equally valid in bad things as well. See, I had an infection that got in that was slight to start with, but it took over me all arm. Then everybody saw it was really inflamed and swollen, and I had a temperature with it and what have you. So it was from a small beginning. And I mean, the thing was that I thought my body would deal with it as well. My body's got defences, it's got put in place for me to deal with infections that get in. You get cuts and scrapes and knocks throughout life, cuts, skin, grazes, particularly when you're kids, but adults do as well, and your body just deals with it. But this became quite a virulent thing. Whatever it was, really, really took up. But I still thought my body would deal with it. Even though I got a temperature, I got a fever with it, I still thought, right, my body will deal with it. Right, my temperature's gone down now, that's it, it's sorted it out. but it hadn't. If you turn to the Song of Solomon, chapter 2, go on, tell me what it is. Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 15. It says, catch the foxes for us, the little foxes that are ruining the vineyards, while our vineyards are in blossom. You know, we're in blossom. In God, we're in blossom. But there are foxes seeking to get into us that will ruin us. And they'll find the smallest opening. You know, a fox can get through small openings to get where it wants to get. A fox is a scavenger. And it will get its way through. It can dig. And it can get in. But in the Song of Solomon, it's warning to catch the foxes. Catch them before they start doing the damage. Because they're ruining the vineyard. The thing that God's growing, the foxes are seeking to ruin. Now, foxes can be a lot of different things. Circumstances, relationships, problems. Things to do with our physical body. When we're restricted or we're ill or something. But God wants us to blossom. And it's probably the time when the enemy will get working the hardest to spoil us. Because we're heading into victory. When we're coming into blossom, we're heading into victory because through the blossom comes the fruit.
Amen.
I see, naturally, my body did try and fight the infection. I've got something going on in my body. It affected my whole body. My arm was the thing that showed the signs of it, but my whole body was affected. And I found that I needed more than my body could actually do to sort it out. And I realised that all of my body was suffering with my arm. All the members of my body were suffering with the problem that I got. So they weren't actually able to be as effective as they might have been, because they were totally involved. They were suffering the pain that my arm was suffering. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 26, it tells us about all the members of the body suffering. In 1 Corinthians 12 verse 26 it says, and if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. If one member is honoured, all the members rejoice with it. We get involved with our suffering. You know, there's nothing more than a pain in your body to concentrate your attention. If you've got a pain in your back, or a pain in your neck, or a pain in your shoulder, it seems to take over your attention. You can be involved in something else, and sure enough, that's going to keep drawing your attention. So sometimes all the members of the body, particularly the closer members, tend to suffer with the body, and it's difficult to actually deal with the problem when the other members are suffering as well as. It's sometimes very difficult to stand aside and actually look into the problem. There was a point in time when I says, I've got to go to a higher level. My body's not dealing with this. I've got to go to a higher level. So I went to the doctor. On the natural level, I went to the doctor. And what did the doctor go? He gave me antibiotics that would help my body to deal with the problem. I had penicillin, two lots of penicillin, to attack the problem. And it didn't just disappear straight away. I mean, I had to take 7 days, full course of treatment. But we often stay on this lower level when we're dealing with problems, and we draw on other members that are involved with the pain as well. And sometimes we wonder why we're not getting the solution, the answers and the deliverance, because we find that we're still on that level, that the other members are involved with the pain with us. So in some way we're not able to tap into the power that's available to deal with it. We have to go to the higher level. I remember, I think I've related this before, a story about a minister whose daughter, a little girl, was stung in the eye by a bee, and she came screaming in pain to her dad, and for a moment her dad was helpless because he became totally involved with the pain. He became ineffective, and he had to do what seemed cruel at the time, was to actually separate himself off from his daughter to draw on the power to bring into the situation, so he was able to call on that higher level. You see, we're still talking about the members of the body, but it's the body in Christ. We tend to call on the body, the church, and forget the body in Christ. We sometimes stay at this lower level. If you turn to Job got into a right mess because of his pain. If you turn to Job 17, verse 7, it says, "My eye has also grown dim because of grief, and all my members are as a shadow." Well, a shadow is something that reflects what he's feeling. I didn't want that. He doesn't want somebody that's reflecting what he feels. He wants something that comes in and solves what he's feeling, brings the solution, not the sympathy. But to bring the solution has to come the power, and the only way we get the power is tapping into Jesus, tapping straight into the body of Christ. So we need a power source that's not caught up in the pain. Sometimes the emotions overtake the situation, or the sympathy, or even the feeling the pain, like the father did the daughter's pain. You feel the pain of those that's going through a particular situation, a particular sickness, and it doesn't allow us sometimes to be objective in dealing with that pain. When sometimes it's Andrew's related in the past where that the girl in the wheelchair came. Andrew was not complicated by the problem. He was able to go to the source of the power to bring it into the situation. He could have been sucked into the pain. Had somebody come and explained all about the situation, the circumstances, suddenly then he's involved with the pain of it. And it may not have given the ability to reach out for the power. because it might have been sidetracked into the pain. Romans chapter 12, verse 4. This is gives a glimpse of the different levels that we're talking about. For just as we have many members in one body, and all the members do not have the same function, so we who are many are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another. So we're members one of another, but at the same time we are one body in Christ. We're part of the body of Christ, and we can reach out into that higher level. The problem is that we our attention is often caught down at the lower level, and we respond naturally because we're emotional people, and our emotions can quite easily dominate the reaction. But Jesus says that there is a power source that you can reach out into me. Not the church that's around you. Now, that does not mean to say the church is ineffective. What it means is it is the attention, where the attention goes. You know, the attention can go into the problem, or the attention can go to the power source. When the attention goes to the power source, there's something to pull at. When the attention is in the pain, it's drawing from us. But we need to be able to pull on the power source, and that then will give us something that we can work on within the problem. Now the problem I had with my arm, I thought it was nothing to start with. It didn't seem to be anything, just a minor break. And even when it started getting a bit red, it just, you know, I mean, Ken's got a thing on your elbow, haven't you? And it's something and nothing. But for some reason, it just spread. It just took out. And that's sometimes how problems can start. And the creeping, very, very slight, minor things. And and sometimes it can be a poison in our lives. Something in our lives that really we should give it the boot. And for some reason we don't. We perhaps think it's nothing. We perhaps don't even identify that it's bad. But the devil's quite subtle, you know. Oh, it's all right to do that. It'll not, you know. But no, we've got to stand and stand firm. When we do trip up, there is a way to come to Jesus in repentance to start again. But the best way is to say no. The best way is to say no and say, no, not that, not that. In Romans 6:13 it says, and do not go on presenting the members of your body to sin as instruments of unrighteousness. Don't present your bodies, don't make it available. If there's a break in the skin, deal with it. If there's a break in something in your life that's just a little tiny fester, deal with it before it spread, before it becomes something worse, something that could take over your life or your circumstance. Sometimes it can be our relationships, it can be our general living. In James chapter 4 verse 1 it says, What is the source of quarrels and conflicts among you? Is not the source your pleasures that wage war in your members? Sometimes we have conflicting interests. We have things we want to do, and they sometimes oppose what God says he wants us to do. And it might not always seem a straightforward yes or no situation. It might be something that God's working on you over a period of time, days, weeks, hours, years, developing your character. But one thing we have to deal with within our lives are quarrels and conflicts. They'll come. People are people. And I don't know about you, but I'm imperfect. Paul will soon tell you that. But the thing is that imperfection does not separate. But quarrels and conflicts, if they're not dealt with, will. And having your own agenda sometimes can separate you. One of the ways in which marriages succeed, and I mean I'm blessed because there's something special. But a lot of marriages, they get married and they go their own way, with their own agendas, their own interests, their own direction, and then they wonder further down the way, what's happened? Why are we strangers? And it's because they've not dealt with the source of the pleasures. They haven't dealt with the quarrels and the conflicts. If they deal with them early on, if they learn how to say sorry, if they learn forgiveness, then a lot changes. Things don't fester, things don't develop. The enemy doesn't get in. Don't let the enemy get in. Whatever your life situation is, you'll have problems that nobody else knows about and nobody else need know about. But God can help you through them. God can bring you into victory. Whatever your problems are, whatever your situation are. In Ephesians chapter 6, this is another well-known verse 11, it talks about us putting on the armour of God. This is another way we've got to defend ourselves from the poisons coming into our body. And when I'm saying poisons into the body, it can be the natural biological body, or it can be the body of Christ the Church. They can get in if we let them. Ephesians 6 verse 11 says, put on the full armour of God, that you may be able to stand firm against the schemes, the poisons, the foxes of the devil. For your struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore take up the full armour of God, that you may be able to resist the devil. Resist the evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. I'd have been better not letting the infection in the first place. Sometimes we don't know. Sometimes infections get in, things get in, worm into our lives without us realising. Perhaps our attention is somewhere else. Perhaps we're doing something that we shouldn't be doing. And somehow something's wormed into our lives. But we can come back to this. Put on the armour of God. the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, the things that are going to make us strong and help us to reach up to that higher level, to help us to deal. It's no use going to Joe Bloggs and Sister So-and-so and say, look, I've got this problem, will you sympathise with me? That's not going to solve your problem. That's going to get the other person involved with your pain. That will not solve the problem. That will not resolve the issue. That will probably get two hurting instead of one. And all of a sudden, was it a pain shared is a pain halved? But it doesn't work like that. Doesn't work like that. That's man's their terminology. In Matthew chapter 9 verse 12, Jesus reminds us why we come to him. He says it's not those who are sick, not those who are healthy who need a physician, but it's those that are sick. He's waiting for you to come. As soon as you sense any sickness in your life, physical, emotionally, spiritually, circumstantially, as soon as you feel anything, he's there. He's expecting you. He's expecting you and me to come to him to resolve it. And so often he's the last one. I made a mistake by playing it down. Oh, it ain't a problem, it will go away, it's only a little. That was my mistake. See, the poisons that can get into our lives, the subtlety of the devil in putting things into our lives, he can get in a very small opening, but he can do a lot of damage if we let him go rampant. And a lot of damage. And the others that are drawn into it can be hurt with the pain as well. I mean, one of the problems with the church, not so the Church of Christ, but the church organisationally, is they do sometimes shoot the wounded. We are quite cruel sometimes in how we deal with those that come a cropper. We shouldn't be. We shouldn't be. We should have the capacity to love that goes beyond condemnation. God's position is to judge. He's the one that's going to be the one that's going to say. But the way he's shown us how to love is not judgmentally. It's without judgment. Regardless. And it can be the most difficult thing to do, because locked up in our emotions are all sorts of thoughts and feelings and intentions. One of the things that I found through looking at this is that, like, I took the course of treatment, I took the medicine and that, and that's helped to clear up the infection, because I couldn't deal with it on my own. What I thought that once I got over the fever and I was feeling better, that was it. But then I saw it was starting to flare up again, so I realised that if I didn't get something done, it was going to be worse. So I had to take the medicine, and I had to stick to the full course. Now, sometimes God might give you and me medicine to take that we might not like to take, and we might not like to complete the course. But believe me, if God gives us some medicine, it's going to be effective. And it's going to do the trick. The thing is to stick in there with the medicine, to stick in there with the course of treatment that God's given you. And if you can, it's to try and see beyond the pain. I said pain is a real focuser of the mind, of the attention. If you have a severe pain anywhere, you can guarantee that your full attention will be on that area. And all the rest of your body will be there in sympathy. But you have to try and see, take your attention beyond the pain. Because God's looking further than the pain. God's looking beyond that. Another reminder that God gives us in 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 1. Verse 7. For God has not given us a spirit of timidity or fear, but of power and love and discipline or sound mind. We can get drawn into the enemy's camp so easily if we're not careful. Because our attention goes from the source. But it's not God's desire. He's given us a spirit of power. He's given us a spirit of love. And He's given us a sound mind. That's all God's desire for us. It's God's desire for you and God's desire for me. And I want to reach up to that higher level and draw on that. Because that's where the power source is. I can go to the doctors naturally and get the remedies naturally. But the things that doctors cannot treat. Doctors can treat symptoms, but quite often they can't treat the cause. Only God can treat the cause. In Luke chapter 4, verse 18, he says, He has sent me to proclaim release. Release to the captive. If you're captive to a situation, if you're captive to the problems, you write that out in Luke 4, chapter 18. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captive. Jesus has come to release you. He's come to release me. Talks about freedom a lot in the Word of God. Who Jesus makes free is going to be free indeed. If we reach beyond the pain of the situation, the circumstances, the sicknesses that we're in, then we'll tap into the source of power. And if you're involved with somebody that's in the pain, try and separate yourself off so you can tap into the power on their behalf, rather than being sucked into the pain and existing on a level of sympathy. Because sympathy has no power. It doesn't do anything. Well, it probably does. It probably perpetuates the circumstance. But sympathy in itself has no power. What has power is drawing on the source of the power. And that's Jesus direct. That's the church. We're part of His body in Christ. And drawing on Him, He's going to bring us the solutions. I hope that's helped you. That's as far as I've gone in this, but it's just getting our attention differently. to what we've probably added. I got sucked into this, and it took all my attention. And it is still, to some extent, because something's happened since that's still giving me some jip. But it's trying to get that attention away from that.
Yeah.
And moving into something better.
Yeah.
Because while ever I'm in it, I'm not going anywhere. Mm. Right? And I want to move, I want to go further. And as a church, if we can draw on that high level to get us moving as a church, as a body of Christ, you know, we can get very introverted in our attention. That's what the pain does. Pain brings your attention inside to where the pain is. You don't feel pain on the outside, you always feel it on the inside. And if you feel pain on the inside, it blocks out the things you should be noticing. So anyway, I hope that's helped you. Praise God.